Right. Well, I think it's time to call this meeting to order. This is special board meeting number 6-21, Monday, April 26th at 10 a.m., originating from the Water Center, with board members participating via Zoom. The first order of business, I think, is a roll call. Can Jennifer do that silently based on what she sees on screen, or do we need to have a roll call?
We probably ought to have a board meeting, or a roll call, just to be safe.
Okay, let's do that then.
So Mr. Barker? Mr. Chase?
Aye.
Ms. Kohansen?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone?
Yeah.
And Chairman Rick?
Here.
I don't know who that is.
Hey, John, how's it going? I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay. We're good?
Okay. Okay, Brian, I think we're on to agenda item 2, flood management grant criteria, and I'm thinking Neely's going to handle that?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Today I'll be asking you to consider adoption of a flood management grant criteria, which is attached to this memo. Just a brief recap on where we're at. As you'll recall, in 2020, the flood management grant program was appropriated $1 million by the legislature, and that was broken into $800,000 for the flood management grant program and $200,000 for the mid-snake water quality and monitoring and modeling effort. So the $800,000 was directed toward flood management grant program, and the board authorized $860,000 in flood grants at the July 2020 board meeting, utilizing the funds from House Bill 646 and some additional funds from the flood grant projects that had come in under budget. And that was the $60,000 that pushed it up above the $860,000. Most of these projects are still ongoing. I have received notice of a couple of them coming to completion, and we're starting to review those final reports. Moving into this year, As some of you are aware, Senate Bill 1190 was passed and approved by the 2021 legislature, and it includes $800,000 for the flood management grant program. I believe this funding is intended in the future to be ongoing, but probably at the $1 million level, not at the $800,000. I think this is sort of the last year at this level. But we'll wait and see to confirm, and Mr. Patton can clarify if I've misstated anything there. Attached to this memo, I've developed a proposed criteria that establishes an application due date of Friday, June 18th, 2021. It also sets a ballpark time for a finance committee in early July, and then a target for grant funding awards for the July 23rd board meeting. So with that, I would stand for questions and comments. I do have an attached criteria. I guess I would maybe jump through, so I may just jump through that real quick and then ask for questions. The program criteria, not much has changed. It's intended for flood damage, stream channel repair, stream channel improvement, flood risk reduction, and flood prevention projects. Again, it's tied to Senate Bill 1190. Eligible entities that we've allowed in the past have been flood control districts, drainage districts, irrigation districts, canal companies, municipalities, and counties. There are other public entities that are eligible to apply, and they'll be considered on a case-by-case basis. Again, the geographic area for this program is statewide. The budget is intended this year to be $800,000, and the future $1 million. A funding amount up to $200,000 per project, one project per application. Matching funds, the legislature required at least a 50% matching cost share of non-state dollars. Those could be federal dollars or private dollars, but no state dollars. And there's a limit on how much of a legal administrative in-kind service can be used. That's at 5%. We have a scoring criteria for evaluating these applications. It's a 135-point scale. It's based on the effectiveness of the project, the readiness of the project, and the organizational capacity. And again, that's a 135-point scale. Lastly, I just want to reiterate those dates that would be set in this criteria. If you adopt the criteria today by resolution, you would be setting an application deadline of June 18th, 2021. That would give from now until June 18th to develop those applications. At that time, staff would begin reviewing them and present them to a finance committee in early July. And then we turn that around pretty quick from a finance committee recommendation to the July 23rd board meeting, where the full board would hear that committee recommendation. So with that, I would direct you to the attached resolution for your consideration. If you choose to adopt that resolution, this criteria would become effective for the 2021 flood grant program. That I would stand for any questions.
Any questions for Neely?
Jeff?
Yep.
Roger?
I got two questions for you, Neely. We didn't have any carryover from that budget this year, right? We found a place to put that.
We had, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chase, we actually did have some carryover. I think a couple hundred thousand dollars in addition to that 860 that, because of the tight budget year early on last year, you chose to sit on that and not allocate in case there was a request for a larger holdback. I think conditions changed throughout the year in regards to the economy and the tax revenue, so that wasn't needed. But that was, I think, the reason that was cited at the time for sitting on that. So there would be a carryover ready and waiting that was probably almost $200,000 in addition to this 800 that could be awarded this coming year.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Neely, this is Pete. What's the 5% for legal fees? I didn't understand that.
What we've done is we've put a cap on that, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Vandermeulen. Because you have to have a 50% matching cost. We've allowed that in-kind services can be used for up to 30% of total project costs. So of those matching, you can use 30% of in-kind. And then what we've discovered is a lot of folks will use legal services, and that's a way to get a big match. So we've capped the allowable matching legal services to 5%, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I understand that now. When did we decide that, we being the board?
Mr. Vandermeulen, I believe that was brought up early on by, I believe, Mr. Alberti, as something that he wanted to track and make sure that we weren't funding a lot of attorneys through this and not infrastructure. So I believe that's been in since the beginning. And
actually, that's not accurate. In the beginning, we did not allow any legal match. If you remember the situation on Elmore County, they tried to slide a bunch of legal fees in as a match, and we declined 100% of them.
Mr. Chairman, Pete, just a quick clarification, if I could. This is Brian. Elmore County did on their recharge project. That recharge project, though, was not funded through this particular grant program.
Okay. All right.
I think Neely's right in that this cap on legal services has been in this criteria for at least the last couple of years.
Okay. That's fine. I missed it. I think it's a really good idea to cap that, Neely. I think you're on the mark.
Thank you, Mr. Vandermeulen. And I believe that was sort of the impetus for making that change, that you'd identified that issue a couple years back, and so that's why that was folded in here.
Thank you.
Further questions? Okay, I have one quick one, Neely. It looks like about a 50 to 50 5-day window for applications to come in. Is that comparable to what we've done the past few years?
That is, Mr. Chairman. That is about what we've done on average. Is we try to get it open by the end of April, so it allows the full month of May and almost the full month of June. But that brings up a good point that now that this is an ongoing effort that is ongoing and authorized through the legislature, we have the opportunity to consider maybe rolling it out a little earlier. And I've briefly talked with the Finance Committee Chairman, Joanne Cole Hansen, about potentially rolling it out in March at the standard board meeting where we could open that application window. But we could consider that and discuss that further this fall. But that's something to consider.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure we were kind of following suit with what we'd done and we weren't closing it off too soon. Okay, any other questions?
This is Roger. I have one more, and I should remember this. Last year, maybe the year before, we had a discussion on I want to say some type of camera work or something we were working out with the people in the Boise Valley. And did we come up with a way to share that with other people? Does that make any sense when I'm asking what that was? It was we gave them a lot of money to develop a way to do this.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chase, that's correct. Yeah, 2 years ago, the board chose to fund, I think it was Flood Grant District 10. They were doing a model that would identify optimal areas for identifying these flood management grant projects. Ones where you're not playing whack-a-mole and just popping, fixing something and then it pops up again over here or next year. So I think their approach has been to use that model to identify different projects, and they have been doing that this year. And I believe last fall they gave you a presentation to update you on that effort. But I think the proof will be over the next couple years and how effective their projects that they're applying for are. But I think that's something that's only going to be applicable to the Treasure Valley. Now, the concept is something that could be taken to potentially another area. And, you know, off the top of my mind, one where we see a lot of other types of projects like that are in the woods, that would be one maybe that could also occur. That's just my take. But yes, it is something that I think they feel is very valuable to them, and I suspect we'll have them back in front of you this year at some point to talk further about that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Go ahead. Let's see. Did I hear Brian. Joanne? Is that Brian?
Right.
Yes. This is Joanne. I'll go ahead and speak. I just wanted to bring up, too, that the criteria states that no more than 50% of the total budget, or $400,000, may be spent within a single water board district. I think that's important to note, too.
Okay. Thank you. And then was it Brian that had I see a hand up on Brian. He's following Zoom protocol better than the rest of us.
I don't like to interrupt, Mr. Chairman. Neely, just a comment on that timetable. We've used the program twice at Twin Falls Canal, and the first time I think we made it in on the last day of the application period, so it is very tight to try to get something planned and get that application done. So I'd encourage a little bit longer. You know, I know it was based on the funding being one time only each time, but then the other question, we've finished up a flood management program. I believe we've been paid in full, but I'll be retiring June 18th, so I won't be wearing two hats anymore, but at this point I'm still wearing two hats, and I don't see a conflict where we won't be applying for one this year, but I can certainly not vote on this if you guys think it's proper.
Brian, I don't think there's a problem with you voting on this criteria. If Twin Falls were to apply for a grant before you retire, then we might want to have you recuse yourself from that vote, but I don't think there's a problem with you voting today.
That sounds good, and I have encouraged other canal companies to try to take advantage of this program, because it's really a good program. We've had a couple of great projects, and states really worked with us well on it.
Okay. Any further questions?
That was all I had.
Okay. If there's no further questions, the chair would entertain a motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Do you want a roll call on this, or a voice vote okay, Brian?
We probably should have a roll call, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's call the roll.
Mr. Barker? Mr. Chase?
Yes.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone? And Chairman Raybould?
Aye. Okay, Brian, it looks like agenda item 3 is an executive session. I think we probably need a motion for that, and then we'll move into executive session and ask everyone else on the call to exit until we complete that.
Mr. Chair, pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-2061, subsection F, I request that the board resolve into executive session to communicate with legal counsel regarding legal ramifications of and legal options for pending litigation or controversies not yet being litigated but eminently likely to be litigated. I request that a roll call vote be taken and that the secretary record the vote in the minutes of the meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Dean Stevenson.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Let's call the roll, please.
Mr. Barker? Mr. Chase?
Yes.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead?
You're muted, Brian.
Okay, I'm voting aye on the executive session, but then I'll have to recuse myself. The Basin 01 water rights, I think, and Falls Canal might still be involved in some of that litigation.
Okay, when we get into the exec, we'll talk to the attorney about that.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone? And Chairman Raybould?
Aye. Okay, we'll probably take a couple of minutes and ask everybody to leave Zoom, and then I think Jennifer's got a plan to get you back as soon as the executive session's over if you want to participate in the balance of the meeting.
That's correct. She's left some instructions in the Zoom chat for folks that want to get back in after the executive session is done.
Let's see.
I think we are good to go.
Yeah, okay.
I move that the board resolve out of executive session and that the official minutes of the meeting reflect that no action was taken during the executive session.
There's a second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We are now out of executive session. I guess if we need a few minutes here to
11:30.
Bring everybody in out of the waiting room and then restart the meeting. Okay, let's reconvene. I should have excused Mr. Barker at the beginning of the meeting. He's got a family thing he's doing today and is unable to be with us. That's why he's not at the meeting. I think we are down to action item number 4, Brian.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
All right, action item number four relates to two water right applications that the board has filed on the Wood River Basin. And Ann, can I have you reiterate the proposed conditions that have been discussed so then the board can make a decision as to whether to accept those conditions or not?
Yeah, thanks. So this is in regards to water right applications 37-23110 and 37-23111. The proposed conditions for, now I'm gonna get it wrong. I think it's 23110, which is the Little Wood River right, are during the period from April 1st to June 15th, water may only be diverted under this right when the flow in the Little Wood River, as measured at gauge number 10, Little Wood River near Richfield, reaches or exceeds 350 CFS. And also, during the period from June 16th to March 31st, water may only be diverted under this right when the flow in the Little Wood River, as measured at gauge number 10, Little Wood River near Richfield, reaches or exceeds 80 CFS. So those are the first two conditions for inclusion on the Little Wood River recharge right. And do you want to deal with those first as a group and then you could do the second set, or what would your preference be, Mr. Chairman?
Let's just take them one at a time.
Okay.
I think we need a motion to accept those conditions on the Littlewood water right application that Ann's just explained to us.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Joanne.
I move that we accept the base flow recommendations suggested in the executive session by our attorney.
Well, she just suggested them just now.
Okay.
Both the base flow and the flushing flow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the motion
as the chair understands it. Is there a second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, there being no discussion, I'll call for a vote. You want a roll call on this one, Brian, or just voice?
Just a voice vote will be fine on this one, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, and let's move on to the next part of that.
Okay, the second set of conditions would be included on both the Big Wood River right and the Little Wood River right. And the proposed conditions are this right, water right is subordinate to all water rights established pursuant to Idaho law. And the second one is, in times of shortage, this water right shall not be administered as senior to any existing or future ground or surface water rights with points of diversion upstream of Magic Reservoir.
Okay, I think maybe we need a motion to reject this condition.
I'd move that we reject this condition.
Okay, is the motion, is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, is there anything else that we need to do with these Wood River water right applications today, Brian?
I don't believe so, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's move on to agenda item 5. Water right applications 01-21-. Ann.
You're muted, Ann.
Ann, who's on mute?
Sorry, switching screens. So these are recharge water rights 21-7577, 21-7578, 21-7580 and 21-13160. And so we're just looking for direction regarding our executive session topic.
Okay, and I believe that we need to have you just continue to negotiate on these water rights. along the lines of the legal recommendations that you gave us during the executive session, and then come back to us with a report after you've had a chance to engage the parties. Okay. Anything else on that, Brian?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we're down to number six, non-action items for discussion. Do any board members have anything else that they would like to discuss today? We've been awfully quiet today. Apparently not. Brian, do you want to walk us through what's going to happen next?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you've got a couple of committee meetings scheduled. Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for May 10. Water Storage Committee meeting scheduled for May 12. Both of those will be by Zoom, or I assume Zoom or other video conferencing. Then May 20th and 21st, you have a full board meeting scheduled for Boise. There will also be a Zoom option for those members that don't feel comfortable traveling to Boise yet. That will also include a field trip out to see the Boise Project New York Canal System.
Okay. Any questions on that, board members? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.